Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, sirs, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Alex returns to being Lafian. Raal holds the guards at bay. Squash monitors the situation as Ultana becomes a Sirth. The former Elven Queen now under lock and key, Zelfar is now unofficially the King of the Elves, and the new kingdom now has a new prince, two new Sirs, and a Stay of Judgment. Is Squash really leaving again? When is the Witch's Moot? And are they ready to face Thaejin? I guess you're about to find out. Welcome back to the Lucky Die.
Through the door,
oh no,
comes Demi. She kind of has like her side bag, which you've most of you've only ever seen her carry once, and in it is a weird kind of crown shaped thing in there.
Crazy.
She has that sitting in there ready to go.
And, hi, Demi.
She's like, okay, so what are we doing?
So when is this moot thing?
Well,
please don't say
it's
today.
In no, oh gosh, no. We have days. Okay, well, we don't have many days. We have some days. We have a couple of days. Well, okay.
Okay.
We don't exactly have we don't have double digits of days. We have singular digits of days, but it is enough time that we could, for example, like get a bunch of people together and figure out how it is we're going to take down Thaejin if Thaejin turns up. Well, actually, I heard rumors from what people were saying in the Mages Guild, well, which society were
Demi,
outside of it, because I'm actually allowed inside
numbers,
there, that he was actually going to be coming.
How many days?
Five.
Okay. 5 days.
Yes.
Have you, and I know this is asking a lot considering there hasn't been much time, have you figured out the mirror at all?
No. It's been literally a day. Right. Like one whole day since you asked me to look at it.
Yes.
However, I do know that Rondi has some information about the thing that he read on the top, or what someone read at the top of it, which was about the thing in the Celestial and about like the fact that there are things. He thinks he's figured out some things that we're going to need to know, but he's also not 100% sure how it activates yet.
So, because here's the thing. So, laying out my thoughts, we have the crown now, which is great. We can go back to Falsum. We can put that there. It's going to be a good time. The problem is, we can't get the chalice back until we get the heart.
Right.
We also still need to go deal with Dacian.
Right.
So, if we can get the heart before we go deal with Dacian, that's great. Otherwise, we have 5 days where we don't have anything to do. Also, Squash wants to go home, so...
I have to get Aima back.
Right, we need to get Aima back.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that we can do. Like, we can maybe look at getting Aima back, and we could look at getting... You want to go home? When do you want to go home? Where do you live?
I just need to go home. I think my parents are dead.
Oh.
Yeah, don't you feel like an asshole now?
Well, I always feel like an asshole. You always make me feel like an asshole. You say things, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe I'm not... Well, hey, fuck you.
I don't think you're an asshole. I think you're very helpful. You're very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And she kind of like sticks her tongue out at Squash.
Ra, what kind of gem did you need?
Well, if we want to get Aima back and you need to go home, is there anything you want to do?
I mean,
you've got to go find a gem. I mean, there's a gem that you'd
have
to find.
Ra, what kind of gem did the person say we needed?
It's a diamond worth about 25,000. I was going to go talk to Bogram to make fights. Now that he's the leader of the fourfold.
Bounce is going to get up and go over to the door and stick his head out. Father?
Your father isn't there. Father, it's been waiting outside the council chamber.
Daddy? Daddy?
Is there a guard?
Nanny, I want some money.
Listen.
Wait, are you really going to go like say, hey, Daddy, can I have some pocket money? And also like a gem worth 25,000? Do you know how rare they are? They're very rare.
Are
like,
you telling me
rare.
That you think they won't have one here somewhere? They're not using it.
Yeah, but you're planning on... asking them for 25,000 gold pieces. I mean, that's
no,
a lot.
I'm just going to ask for the diamond itself if we have one.
You know full well. I know you're not like magic user, but the magic thing, like it will consume. Like it will be used.
I know. Listen, Balance like shuts the door, like making sure now like there's no one by the door. It comes back over, is like, listen, we're not... The Dusk in general is not exactly a fan of the thing that we're trying to do. So I can't imagine that gem has many other purposes besides the one that we're trying to find it for.
Well, I mean, there are places that have gems like that. They would involve a little bit of trickery, but it's doable. I mean, they keep those things under lock and guard. At least I would if I would, because, you know, it's not really supposed to be a doable thing here. Maybe they'd have one.
I would think that there would be something here.
You could. They could try. I mean, the worst they do is your father will say, "No, I don't have one of those."
That's
or,
my point.
Like, I have no access to it right now. I mean, that's a thing that could be done. I mean,
when Rowena gets here, we could ask Rowena.
They just give you a 25,000 gold gem. Yeah. I see that happening. Well, she's gonna like deliberately.
I feel like we're owed quite a lot of money for trying to save the fucking world. And being that we're the only ones that have even remotely come close so far.
Well, actually, no. Like, there are people in Rowena's people. I've been speaking to them. They've been tracking down the person who's actually been killing the gods. You've been trying to assemble someone who's trying to help, like, stop the thing going on. And there are lots of people around this world trying to do things. I heard that Apelles people have been trying to find people who've been plane shifting so that they can find ways to get onto the Sentinel plane so that they can actually help, like, you know, defend from the Blissful Eclipse when it turns up. So you aren't the only people, but you are definitely making more of a dent than some people. I mean, I'm making a bit of, well, I'm helping people I can. Well,
you're helping us.
I'm not just helping you. I'm helping everyone. Well, I...
Well, by helping us, you're helping everyone.
She kind of like looks at you and kind of does that smile, which you don't really know why she's doing it, and then like looks away again. Well, the worst is we have 5 days.
Right.
Before the witches meet. And we only really need to plan what we're doing like the day before. Like, we could do 5 days in advance, but what's the point in that? Like, things will change, people will die, and then like maybe gods will die in between. So we're going to want to plan like the day before, and we've got to make sure the things are together, and maybe if we can talk to the person who has the other alchemist stone... any other web of creation on them, and perhaps we could get them to help us out. I mean, they came here for a reason. Well, you know, you never know. Like, there are things that we can do and things that people can do. And, like, if you need to go do some personal things, like get a gem to bring Aimer back or figure out who killed Aimer or any of that jazz, or if you want to, I don't know, like, go get more followers so that you don't burn in soulfire when we save the world, like, that would probably be pretty good.
I can't go to the Marius. I won't make that trip. We need Aimer back before we can do all that. I'll do what I need to do. Whatever it is. Whatever is the easiest way. I'll make it work.
Well, if the gem isn't available here, then I'm pretty sure that you know, there were people... Well, especially probably people... Well, I mean, the alchemists may know a place where there is a gem.
Either way, we're going to have to go back to Falsum so we can always talk to them.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of time. I mean, we could do that. That's fine.
Okay, let me go ask my father.
Okay. And she kind of, like, sits down cross-legged. Like, she kind of, like, she's still kind of, like, itching under, like, the bandage.
You were going to start chastising Squash about going home in one eye. You can continue with that while I go. Bounce, like, goes out the door.
What the fuck?
Hey, what do you mean you want to go home? Where'd you live? She just starts again. Good job. Balanch, it's very easy to find your father. He is, of course, in the middle of an important meeting with a bunch of people. He's in a talk, but as soon as you enter, they all kind of like bow respectfully, and he looks over at you. He has like a very simple crown on for the time being, and he's kind of sitting at the table and gestures to you to come in.
Walks in. He seems a little put off by the fact that people are now bowing to him again. He's not. It's so new. It's been 50 years. Two things. Really quick. One, I trust that you're going to make sure that Yellen is dealt with.
That was next on my list.
Okay.
I have debated letting your mother in a room with her, but I don't want to have to put your mother away from murder.
That would be something to watch, though.
Indeed. And the other?
The other, it's a little bit of a stretch here, but I don't suppose that perhaps somewhere lying around, maybe there's a diamond worth roughly 25,000 gold worth?
You see, someone you may guess to be the accountant kind of like choke.
It's really important.
We have a tiny little bit of a fit risk.
Those gems are only used for one thing. 1,500 years ago or so, there was a purge to ensure that people could never be brought back. Those larger gems were smashed into smaller ones. As a rule, we do not approve of having those. But if it is for who I think it is, there is maybe one at Dusk Plateau. It would be deep in the library somewhere. It will not be easy to get. Alternatively, there is the black market, but you would need to know the right people. And I do not know the right people in those circles.
And I don't have the money for that.
Considering everything that your friend has done for us, we could foot half of the bill. Were you to purchase this, I would never want to know, Laffian. For him, we would overlook it once, but never again.
Understood. We're still in the planning stages, but, okay, thank you.
He nods.
Balance like is about to walk out the door and then pauses, remembers what's going on, and then kind of turns back around, does the bow, then leaves.
As you do that, you see the corner of your desk mouth like tip up a little bit. You know he's containing a lot of laughter right now.
as he's going back up, he's like, "Listen, I forgot it's been 50 years."
It's not my bad. Yeah. You can obtain like 12,500 gold for this purpose. You would just need to find the rest. If you could find a black market seller who could get one, or if you could actually go to a place that may or may not have it, like that kind of thing. The only other thing I could probably offer is that there might be a gem in the place where you found the shield. But that a lot of that shit is cursed, so...
Were we going back to that anyways because you guys wanted to?
Well, no, we didn't strictly need to. It was just an idea of if we need wealth, that is the place to go.
Yeah.
That is a shitload of treasure. It just needs to be decursed.
Yeah.
How long did it take Rawl when he was like hardcore saving money, doing fourfold fights, to make the, I think, 2,000 plus gold that it took him to buy the replica of Amos perfume?
Oh, blimey.
I'm sorry, it took you how much gold for perfume?
It's a replica.
2,000 gold.
You can't get it.
It's a replica, it's not even the real thing. Yeah, you can't get her particular mask.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
The flower.
The scent.
Flower. Scent.
Thank you, thank you.
Musk.
Aroma.
I don't know perfume terms. I don't get it.
It's made out of stuff you can't get here.
Probably 3 or 4 months. It would have been a while.
Shit. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So Rawl would know that kind of money making is not going to work.
I mean, you could take the 12,500 gold and put it on a phone. I mean, I don't know who the fuck will pay you 25,000 gold, but.
But Rawl's like thought was that Bogram is like the head of the thing and he could put together like a good fucking like fundraiser, you know?
Yeah,
now Bogram has a little more power. Back then it was like Bogram was getting him fights and that was like doing good for him.
Bogram, I need you to put together a fundraiser fight so that we can get my side hoe back.
Okay. Yeah, you have, there are options to get them. You would just obviously need to go and explore those options.
Okay, Balance comes back up and explains all the things and assumably walks into Demi still chewing Squash's ear off.
No, and then you shoot them with a crossbow. I mean, in some way you use a crossbow, wouldn't you? Some sort of magic missile. I mean, it's always going to hit. I mean, like a crossbow, like you have to like load it and then you have to put the thing in and then you have to carry it around with you rather than bam, there's magic
missile. I'm back. Squash, are you leaving or what?
I don't know. Demi's been talking nonstop for, I think, half an hour.
I like the idea that she hasn't actually stopped since you left the room.
Squash, it's been half an hour, but it's been like 2 minutes.
Demi finishes off berating him about using a crossbow versus magic missiles, and while she will always choose magic missiles, she hasn't stopped.
Laffy, Ian, you're back. Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm not going to bow to you, even though you're a prince, like, because it gets awkward when you bow to friends. Can we just keep calling? Well, I'm going to keep calling you Squash, and also, like,
Demi, I need to go to Empty Shallows. I need to.
I know. That's fine. I'll take you there. That's okay. Well, I can take you as close as you can describe it to me, unless you find a way of actually showing me where it is. But I don't know if you have that power. I certainly don't have the power. But
no, unless you can probe my mind for the location.
There's no way.
We saw.
Well, I could do, but that would be brutal. What?
You said that was your home when we were in Cicero. Yes, that was kind of it. We've seen that.
Oh, you've no wait. Was the all of you there?
I didn't see anything.
It was a figment of their imagination. Don't have Demi teleport us back to Cicero. I don't want to go back there. Like, the place you saw wasn't actually my home.
It was a representation.
Spooky god magic. I need to do this. I'll meet up with you guys if I can again.
We essentially have 5 days.
4 days. Well, 4 days, really, because we want to plan the day before and have everything in place for when they turn up, because we kind of...
4 days.
Well, like, yeah, we have 4 days. And I mean, like, Squash, you want to go home and do the snurf, the dark gnome thing?
Nepler.
Yeah, those people. They're great. I love those people. Like, and then, Rao, you need to make money to go buy a gem and possibly go find the gem itself. So that's a thing you could probably do. And
yeah, no, if you can take me to, of course, I don't have a map open. If you take me to a city close by.
No.
Thanos is really, really, I don't know. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll find a place nearby.
Yeah, like, closest would be Jaffa.
So, Sultana, do you have anything you need to do?
I need to get like 1,000 followers. But I feel like that's not like a place we can go. So I'm good.
Yeah, but that's like 250 people a day. So that's like maybe 10 people an hour. Yeah. You could do that in like some time.
That's a lot of people an hour.
You could try Chatfuck itself.
6 minutes of people.
We are kind of heroes there, so.
Oh!
I heard they were building a statue of you guys there.
I'm sorry.
Oh, hell
what?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Wait, what?
That's it. I'm going to go in front of the statue and I'm going to give a speech.
They're building a statue.
About revenge.
Yeah, they're building a statue of the three of you.
Oh, okay.
As they should.
Well, you guys did the thing where you saved it and, well, you know, you stopped the puddle from being there anymore and Tyus and Trevor, right. Like, when it did the thing. And then, like, you guys did the speech and rallied everyone to, like, do things again. And then, like, they decided they'd build the statue just to remind themselves of, like, the good times and how they all stuck together and how, like, with good leadership and all that good stuff that they could get things done. And so they did that. There's also, like, one being built on Arena, but, don't want to go to that one.
No. Well, okay. Zoltana, you have, by all means, when we get there, if you want to destroy the Honorino statue, I will help you.
Oh, I'm going to break it. Wait, that might not be the best idea, actually. If I want to get people to follow me, then me destroying a statue of a guy who basically saved their town, even though he is a dick, is probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
I got to think this over. I got to mull it. I got to mull this.
Yeah, you need like a strategy. Maybe you need someone to like help you out and like remind you of like the things you might need to think about, like, you know, presentation and how you deliver yourself and how you get people in. Like, maybe you need someone to like help you with that. I'm not saying that you're really bad at it, but like the kill first, ask questions later. Like, I don't know. Maybe people want that right now. I mean, I do that all the time, so I get it.
But that's like the whole thing I'm the god of, basically, is like kill first, ask questions later. But only specifically. Kill first if it's a revenge thing.
Yeah. You know, if I wasn't brought up the way I was, then I'd totally be a follower of yours. Like, I feel I resonate with you. I resonate with the thing you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not a follower, though. I can't be. I'm sorry. You know, the whole, as she points at the missing eye thing.
No, I get it. I get it. You're good. Don't worry. But I appreciate you.
Okay, so what do we just want to split up?
We need to go to Falson.
Yeah,
we need to go to Falson because we need to go drop the thing off and then, like, you know, do the thing where like everyone gets like the boom boom, and we bring, you know, Marnet. So like bring Marnet back. Like, we should do that, and then that's like one step closer. And then perhaps Rondi can tell you the things that he's learned about the things because he's done a lot of progress today. He's been a lot of reading and like has ideas and stuff. And like Taylor has been helping him out. It's all really cool and really sweet. And yeah,
let's go do that then.
Okay,
sure.
With a linking of hands and the swishing of magic.
I let somebody know to inform my father that we're departing.
you do it in like the 3 seconds that Demi gives you.
Hey, by the way, we're leaving. Let my father know. Bye.
I like the idea that like a fluttered note hits the ground as you guys like whoosh and disappear. Like, I'll be back soon.
Whoa.
You guys find yourselves in the temple underneath Falsum. It's pretty late at night.
You know what we forgot to do again is talk to that assassin guy we've been holding hostage here as well. We just keep coming back and leaving and forgetting that poor guy.
Can't you guys just release him at this
point? I know, right?
That's actually a good point.
Well, technically, he is
probably a civilian here Pintle's now. He probably prisoner. Fucking lives here.
He is Pintle's prisoner.
Oh, And Pintor has a dark side. We saw his porn.
Oh, boy. No, stop it.
It's true. It's true. Did see his porn. I have them with me.
For research.
It's fairly late at night. You spent the morning doing the attack and then the afternoon waiting and then waiting a bit more, a bit of a conversation, waiting a bit more. Yeah, you guys find yourselves here. It's pretty late. A lot of people are in bed, either snoring and sleeping. Some of them wake up with a draft of like arriving new people. Talvin and Ninverna decide to stay in Melikbud so they can continue to help your father with stuff.
I kind of assumed
because I'm not dragging them back.
No,
I'm not doing that. I can't.
They did their job. They helped.
Yes, they actually stopped you guys getting swarmed by like 15 minions by holding them in the choke point. So bring in minions. It helps, guys. Okay, you are here.
Time to put the crown on.
Yeah, let's chuck that fucker on, and then we can. Then I can get going.
Balance like. Holds a hand out to Demeter. Do you mind if I just... Can I hold it before we...
Oh, the crown, yeah! She reaches into her bag and she pulls it out, and as she kind of tries to hand it over to you, you see her arm kind of like constraining, like she's trying to give it to you, but like for whatever reason, her arm's not letting you do it. And eventually she reaches around with the other hand, grabs the crown and hands it over.
Demi?
Well, you're you, and I'm, you know, and she kind of points at the eye and the hand, like, it's a thing.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's fine.
Laffian,
it's okay. Don't worry.
Fuck. You guys need to catch me on this shit until I get back into the groove.
No, I'm going to keep calling you Balance because I am not bowing to you. That's really awkward.
That's fine. I'm happy to have my name back.
So we should be calling you Balance now? No, Laffian. Laffian. Damn it, Laffian.
If you're my friend, you can call me whichever you prefer.
Can I finally call you Laffy Taffy?
I will still mind thrust you, and it will hurt even more now than it did before.
Oh, that's
Rall
a great
is name. Looking around for the other Dragonborn, because I think that, like, as much as he loves it here, like, that is the one blight on this place that he just always wants to have his eye on.
You don't spot him anywhere.
That's bad. That's also bad. That's also bad.
Squash out the corner of your eye, you spot another Dragonborn, which is like, no. This is Ra's the only Dragonborn, right? Yeah, you spot this other Dragonborn. They're kind of hanging out in the main entrance area where there's a fountain and a bunch of pews and tables, like places to sit and stuff. You just see him out the corner of your eye. You have 26 perception. I can't learn this. Learn everything, guys. I don't care anymore.
Balance puts the crown on and just feels super content.
It looks
even
good.
Briefly.
Did you just plop the fucking crown on?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, that's such a... I don't know. That's the vizier sitting on the throne when the king's out. It's such a, like a... Ooh, that's... You've got problems, boy.
Ooh, snug.
He just wants to know what it feels like because he's been, one might say, dreaming about something like this for a very long time.
Yeah,
pining over
the rose gold and rose quartz. Like it fits snugly on the head, almost as if it was designed or perhaps magically made so that it would fit the user. You kind of get a momentary chill wearing it, and not one that's like, this is going to be foreboding forever. Just like that momentary, like, goose pimple feeling just having placed it on. And your brain kind of like flashes to the visions that you saw in the mirror. Yeah, there you go.
As soon as the flashing of the mirror thing happens, he immediately takes it off and kind of...
Dummy.
No, like he doesn't let go of it, but he just kind of looks at it and is like... Okay, let's go take care of this. Is there anybody else that we should bring in the room that might want to have the whole magical conference that it does?
I know it's super weird, and I know it may be a really bad idea.
Are you about to say Talus?
Yes.
I was thinking the same thing.
I mean, it can only do good things for her, and she's super smart, and she's like really gifted with magic, and she has that whole thing going over the god thing now, which like is really cool, and perhaps we could encourage her to do this, and perhaps like giving her whatever this gives her may make her a little more thoughtful about why to do things. Yeah.
Less reckless.
Yes. Yes, that wouldn't be harmful for any of us.
Should we get Rondi's
down
heaven?
Guiltily. Yeah.
How much room is in the place?
I think we said we could fit like eight.
Eight is the most, yeah.
How many is in there?
So with the four of you plus Demi plus Rondi plus Talus. Yeah, seven.
So we could bring one more.
Gonna go wake up the kids.
Let's bring Caden.
I was going to say Raw could bring his tabaxi friend if he thinks that this could help his friend that makes him potions get better at making him potions. It's like a thank you.
I feel like it'd be an intelligence thing, though.
I don't think Raw would know what is what, though, at the same time. So,
but Caden. No. Better idea. What if I bring my sister?
The baby?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to do magic to babies?
No, dude, no.
Don't do magic to babies.
I feel like that's really cool, giving
magic
a baby.
Is scary.
Like,
magic is scary.
I don't know, you're making a face.
That's like,
I was thinking if the baby was there, that your mom could be holding the baby, because it's not like it's done by here's a square block and this huge adult stands in there. No, a baby needs to have someone to hold them.
I would hold the baby, but yeah, I mean, yeah.
Then you could still fit another person in there. So you could take the baby and Caden.
Let me go ask
mom.
I mean,
if you want to magically alter your sister, I guess.
Extra wisdom helps. And being that she is a future princess of the realm. I don't know.
You need to get that past your mom, man.
Okay. I have an idea. Let me go talk to my mother really quick, and then I'll meet you guys in the armory.
Okay.
You guys have moved so fast, so far past it. I so wanted to Demi run out and Squash just go like, who's Talus?
You have definitely met Talus.
Actually, I don't think he has.
Squash has seen Talus, but
he's never met her. He has no idea who she is.
Okay. I go find my mom.
Okay. Let's do with Mama first.
Actually, she kind of needs to know the part also where, you know, we did all the things.
We did all the things. You go off to find Mama, and you notice that a small bag of things have been packed, so, like she's ready to like take off and go somewhere at some point.
Because Pintor is coming to get her.
Yeah. And she's kind of like rocking the baby up and down and like doing the mumly thing. She's singing sweetly to it in Elvish.
Balance waits till she's done.
She looks over you and smiles.
Fuck, Laffian. Fuck. 2 years of me saying balance, it's going to take me a bit.
This is going to take a while.
It's going to take me a bit.
This is why I refused it immediately. So, I knew it wasn't an achievable goal for me.
So did everything go okay?
Balance holds up the crown. We did it. She's still alive, too. Father's in charge.
Good. And he said he was going to talk to you.
He did.
How did that go?
I'm laughing again. Well, properly.
She puts an arm out to hug you. I mean, she can only use one because she has the baby in the other one. Mm-hmm. So what does this mean now?
Well, we're a step closer to our goal. We still have a lot of things to do. How would you feel? Because I had an idea. So with these items, when we put them on the armory, usually the people that are in the room get kind of a magical amplification of some of their senses and abilities. Actually, Caden doesn't need it. How would you feel about perhaps you and the baby being in the room to get a little bit of a boost?
Caden doesn't need it because of how old we made him. He's old. Wise with wisdom as age.
She kind of like stops mid rock. She looks at you, and the baby gets fussy again. She returns the rocking, like, is it safe?
I've been hit by it 3 times. Made me stronger. Made me more dexterous and smarter.
So no lasting side effects.
None that I've seen.
I wouldn't say that.
It does make one prone to seeking adventure, but eh.
She looks down at the baby and looks back up at you. And she's like,
"That was a joke."
What does this one do?
It's supposed to make you wiser.
How many of these do you have left to get?
3. This one we're putting on, and then we need to get the heart, and then the chalice. You don't have to say yes. It was just an idea I had. I thought, you know, gift for my sister sort of thing.
I know, but she's only little, and I don't... How about we just watch this one? And then if I feel comfortable about it, we'll... And we're around. We'll be here for the others.
Sure. That works for me. Right. Bounce goes back.
Okay. Mama Dathra, Deeran, baby. Mm-hmm. Mama Dathra, Deeran, baby come back as well. Demi bounds off and returns not much later with Squash. What looks like a 17-year-old girl with dark, messy hair. A man who looks like he could be her grandfather with dark and grey, messy hair, walking with them. And I think you may have met Rondi before.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, you did. You absolutely did. You absolutely remember
Rondi. Because you stalked him.
Yes. Intentionally. And also, like, because you guys freed him from the Savraz place.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, he was there for that.
I was there.
Rondi waves when he sees you.
Yeah.
So Auntie Demi, I think, said that we're going to get, like, super wise now.
Right. Just step into the room, please. Don't look in the mirror. Don't touch the curtain. Bounce is actually going to go in the room first and make sure the curtain is back up.
Oh, it's definitely okay. There. Caden, like, raises an eyebrow at it, but he's been through this before, and he ushers the children in front of him. Demi looks down at Squash and, like, you haven't looked in the mirror, have you?
What?
You haven't looked in the mirror, have you?
Mm. No. Squash is just staring at the armor's rack at this point.
I'm going to need a deception check.
I fail. I think I have -1.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Squash isn't built for lying.
Probably getting that 20 now.
He's built for hit and runs.
I actually do have 3 in deception. Okay. That's still just a 15.
She also got a 15.
I'm defending, so I win.
All right. Let's go for that.
Isn't that the rule? Yeah. If you meet an armor class, you don't...
You have to beat rather than meet.
No, AC is you would... if you meet, you succeed.
Meet, you beat.
Okay. Oh, then you see through it. That's at least the logic I've always used when... players do opposing roles. It's basically you're rolling for your armor class for that one. Whatever. Yeah. She sees the rich squash just staring at the armor rack. She's like, What? Who are all these people?
She kind of puts like a firm hand on your shoulder and like walks you in, but she's not saying anything. Her grip on your shoulder is like iron. Well, this is Talis. And this is Rondi, which I think you met Rondi. Well, you brought Rondi here, so of course you know it's going to Rondi. Yeah. And that's Caden, and you must have met Caden before, because Caden's lovely. Everyone loves you, Caden. Thanks.
Everybody loves Caden.
Everybody loves Caden. All right, so all of you plus Caden and Talis and Rondi, your mother and the baby are waiting outside the room.
Observing.
And you put the crown onto the altar. Sorry, onto the armor stand. You witness exactly the same thing you have before. Except that now there are 4 white lights that seem to be coalescing, kind of the way they're lighting up, the way that they are, almost as if they're filling an empty vessel. You can kind of see the outline of a small gnomish person now. With 4 lights, and having just placed the wisdom crown on there, you'll get to go up +1 in your wisdom.
Hooray!
Woo.
That actually Hoorah. Pluses my modifier by 1.
Nice. information about the crown of a reluctant ruler. The phrase inside, which Balance would have noticed as he put it on, is written in Elvish. And it says, those who seek me are looking for the wrong thing. Nope, yep, that's it. It's all other effects. Everything about it has been broken. So, and there you go. That's your wisdom.
Hooray.
Hoorah. Everybody is now more wise. Talis, like, has her eyes wide open when they when you guys come back to vision and when you come back to seeing things again. She's like, oh, that's really cool. Oh, I have the greatest idea.
Huh. First time, huh?
She looks over at Squash. She's like, yeah. Randy, I have an idea. We have an idea. We have to go do a thing.
Come wait, on. Wait. Randy, we need you before you run off.
Okay, I'll meet you in the study room where we normally are. And he nods and she rushes off and Caden goes after her. Like, slow down. It's nearly midnight as they kind of like go off. But he's indulging her. Like, he has a burst of energy as well.
Balance kind of shrugs. I stayed up way past midnight when I was a teenager.
Yeah, but aren't you also an elf?
That's besides the point.
Don't.
Is it?
No.
No. Rondi looks up at you, Laffian, and says,
so the mirror.
So I assume, yes, I assume Demi's told you something about this. Come with me. And he kind of like, he takes you back to the place where he was like sleeping in the sleeping area, and he sits you down around the side of his bed and he pulls out a very old and ancient, what looks like tome or Bible or something like that. Has a marking of the god upon it. The deity of death, Mirkel. And as they open it and like flick towards the end, they say, there was a reference about going through a trial. It says the trial will be happening in stages. That once you go through the trial and you face the final, it says here tree of knowledge, but I don't, it's not a good translation. It's difficult. The trial has something called the sufferer or the suffered. Again, translation is a little difficult. The sufferer or the suffered, let's call them sufferer. The sufferer will have assistance. Those people who are assisting are separated, but they will still help. There's something about creating light and sending messages and communicating through a veil as thick as the barriers between the planes themselves. I spoke with some others here who followed a different god. We work together and we think that whoever is in that mirror room, when you activate it, that they're going to be split up. One of them will be designated the sufferer or suffered, and the others will be helping them complete the task. I'm concerned because I know that two of you can't see in the dark.
I have Teo.
It says something about making light.
I have Teo. I can see.
And the ring.
And also the ring.
Perhaps you won't be so bad off. Do you know each other well enough to receive short messages and be able to understand them, for example?
What do you mean?
From what we've managed to gather, whoever is in that mirror room is going to get split up and they're not going to be able to communicate with each other in the traditional manner of saying something. There'll be ways of communicating, and it's not very specific, but it looks like you can send messages at specific points along your separate trials. And that should help the sufferer, whoever the sufferer or suffered is, complete their tasks. Whoever the sufferer or the suffered is they're going to be the one that gets the clockwork heart.
It doesn't sound like nice test, though, calling the person the suffered.
I don't...
It's a very difficult translating. I'm not entirely sure I got the ending correct.
They either want someone who has dealt with it or someone who can deal with it. And we...
He nods. My best guess, based on what we found in Amor's book, the cult of the brokenhearted. It's in the name, someone whose heart is broken, someone who has suffered something to cause that heartache.
Well, they were trying to kill me. Maybe perhaps I have to get the thing. But what if I start seeing things again?
My best advice would be to make sure you have a lot of healing potions. Talis, she can put healing in things. I don't know how good it would be. She's still only practicing.
If I get hurt enough, I won't be able to make sense of things. It gets weird. It's kind of like a dream. Like old dreams I used to have.
He shrugs his shoulders and says, I don't really know what else to tell you. This is our best guess.
I'll need a lot of potions.
He smiles. We have a lot of alchemists.
And you probably want some more of that stuff that you were using before, the drugs.
Yes, if I could get there. That would help.
Do we know how to get in?
We still don't know yet. We're still looking through and referencing the things in the book, but we're not sure yet.
If
it's only been a day.
Has Rock tried to touch the mirror? I'm pretty sure he has, because he touches every damn thing.
Yeah, you try to break it as the first reaction after looking into it.
That's a pretty mirror good back reaction.
Okay. That's a solid action.
Just making sure. I think Raul's going to like tinker around with the frame of the mirror and see if he can like figure something out, seeing as how now it's seeming like this correlates with him.
Okay.
And we make sure everybody else is out of the room. Anybody that has not looked in the mirror is out of the room. I think everybody here has seen it though, right?
Oh, I better leave.
Rondi hasn't seen it.
Oh, then Rondi, you might want to leave then if he's gonna.
I have no intention. By the way, you guys weren't in the mirror room. You guys are around Rondi's bed.
Wow.
Were we? Oh,
yeah.
I thought we were just in the armory, still talking.
No, he took you to his room because that's where the book was.
I misunderstood.
It's okay, but there's. We can keep looking into it and see if we can figure out how to open it safely. Send as many people through as possible to try and help you. But I have a feeling that's not going to be the answer.
Oh, I could send Theo, not with me. And he could communicate something you are telling to me, maybe. I don't know how. Can Theo do stuff like that?
Yeah, you can transfer your senses.
Yeah.
So if I was in another room and I said something and you were watching through Tio's eyes.
You don't know. You would have.
Because it's weird with the planes.
You would have to test it because it told you that the barriers are as thick as the walls between the planes themselves.
Oh.
There is a way you could test that. Being that you can go to the other side and Tio could not.
To the other side.
Yeah, there are things that you could do in test, for sure.
To see, so I could like try to go to the stalking and see if Theo comes?
Yeah. It's things you could test, for sure.
Okay. Rob will do that at some point here soon.
Okay, that's fine. All right, what do you guys want to do now?
I need to sleep. Well, meditate.
You don't sleep, you meditate, you're an elf.
Right, I need to meditate.
Has Lafian turned you into a human? Do you sleep now? She kind of like looks at you like with a smile on her face. She's clearly like messing with you.
No. I'm just tired. Yes, that would still be the term I would use.
So I'm gonna be like
as open. Let's assume that you guys walked away from Rondi a little bit.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to be as open and as honest as I can be about things. So, like, she points at the arm and the eye. Like, so I'm going to need to go deal with the things that I made to make this happen, to make, and she kind of, like, gestures in, like, all of your general direction, this happen. So I need to go deal with that, so I'm not really going to be around that much for a while. But, I mean, I still need to tie things up and talk to Damaz about things, and I really should be talking to Damaz about things. He's going to be so angry. Either way, it's not really the point. I can get you to where you need to go and then pick you up later on. But yeah. So we have a few days, and then I can get us to the Witch's Moot, and we'll do the Witch's Moot thing, and then we'll see whether I'm still vaguely in control of my actions at that point.
Okay.
So I'll take you in the morning, and then gives you time to figure out what you want to do.
Is it feasible for us to get to Empty Shallows from Chatfalk? Because I feel like looking at the map, that's still going to be several days' journey.
If I had a map.
Well, let's see. Let's use your measurement here. V, from Beligbood to
you.
Darkhammer is a month.
30 days. Yeah.
So according to this, that would be a 15-day journey.
Yeah, give or take.
From Chatfalk to Empty Shallows would be about 15 days. Not including the fact that we have to cross the river.
Is there no town closer?
Well, the thing is, if you describe to me where we're going, I might be able to get us like really, really close. In fact, it may be able to get exactly there. It's just going to be a little bit more haphazard than if I just, you know, like knew where I was going.
do you guys have like a gem to get for Raoul? Like, why are you guys coming with? Why are we focusing on me so much right now?
I mean, we have like 4 days, so we could just meet back up in 4 days and do the thing we need to do. I mean, you've got to go get a gem and lots of money and stuff, and like you need to go get like 1,000 followers so that you don't, you know, burn up, because I don't want you to burn up, because I think you're going to be the coolest goddess in like the whole world, and it's going to be super cool. So
I know where we could get a gem, though, if we wanted to do that instead. Father made mention.
You go do that. If Demi can get me real close to it and then pick me up from the same place, then that's good.
We would need someone to take us to Dusk's Plateau.
Squash looks at Demi.
What are you looking at me for? Oh, right, yeah, I could do that. Well, I mean, as long as you describe it really, really, really well to me, but there's still a chance I may hit or miss, or maybe not hit it at all. So.
You've not been to Dusk Plateau?
No. I mean, kind of like...
Weren't we there?
Contrary to a lot of belief, I haven't actually been here with that place. Yeah, we've been... Like, where you've been
Wait,
to that place.
Aren't you human? Half-human? Human?
Full hey.
Human?
Half orc.
I'm a thing. I'm mostly human.
You're a person.
Yeah, thank you. I feel validated. Thank you. I'm a person. I'm
not just, what can I say? I'm not just a prince of the people.
Oh boy.
Like, I'm just not. I don't know what I am. Okay, and I don't understand where I am yet. Okay,
I just assumed most humans had been to the dusk, the dawn.
Nope.
Dusk. You're Dusk Plateau. No.
Humans are all to the south. Dusk is to the north.
Yeah. Humans are the dawn.
Yep. Well, I mean, we came from the north because we came via Okath.
Yeah, humans, likely would not go to Dusk Plateau.
No, gosh, no.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I switched up the...
Okay.
I can probably get everyone where they need to go tomorrow.
That sounds good. Well,
I mean, I might be able to get you to Empty Shadow today, but...
If you can just let me start my journey. It's a lot of walking.
And we're going to need to break into a library.
Yeah. So you could do a library heist and stuff.
Yeah. So...
I'll just come pick everyone up in like 4 days. I mean, that should work. I mean, 4 days is more than enough time to do a thing. This works. And then we just got to figure out how to capture Daechin, and that will all be fine, but we'll deal with that in a few days' time.
Yeah, catch Daechin.
Okay, so I'm going to come back tomorrow. I'm going to take you to do the, she looks down, Squash, do the thing. We're going to go and like do the family thing. They may not be dead, don't worry.
Remember where all those cursed things were, all the treasure? What if we just took a bunch of that real carefully and threw it at him to kill him? Just like go collect a bunch
he
of
wants
that.
A cursed agent to
You
death.
Know, Neil, That is actually not the dumbest idea.
And you got those gloves.
Well, you know how to touch magic things now.
Yeah, someone has really thick gloves. Yeah,
real thick.
Real thick.
Attach the necklace.
Oh, boy.
God. Valens okay. is going to go meditate.
That's up in the air now. That's out. That's right. Out in the world. That's an idea that's stewing.
It's an idea that may not be the dumbest idea we've ever had.
We make a bath of cursed magic items and yes. we shove Dachin in it.
In the Witches' Society, we just take all the worst of the magic things and throw them at someone.
Yes. Dude, guys, let's do like the carry. We like give him a bouquet, we put him on the stage, and then we pull a bucket full of cursed items and dump it on him.
It'll be like a game show.
Oh my god.
It'll be a good game show.
Oh my god, yes. Can we carry
now,
him?
The thing is,
yes.
I don't know if you guys are joking or if it's an adjustment tactic you're gonna try. Because you guys do dumb shit and it works, and I'm very scared.
Carry.
Oh no.
He's gonna win the vote at the moot, and he's gonna be like, "All right, speech." He gets up, and then we just dump
they're
it on
all
his head.
Gonna laugh at you. Demi says, "Like, I know there are some like mages that may be really happy to teleport you around, but I can only really like I really need to focus on doing a thing, so I can pick you up and drop you off. You may not be able to do all the things you want to do. So, how about you?" You guys figure out what you want to do, and I will take you to a place, and then I will pick you up from a place in 4 days' time.
Sounds good to me.
So you just need to figure out whether you want to go all together or if you want to go separately or whatever. Like you guys need to figure that out because I have to, and she kind of points at the idea with the thing. So yeah. I need to go see my brother.
Why don't we go our separate ways then so that we can cover more ground? You go to your home. We'll go... I can't believe I'm saying it. Steal from a library.
Nerds.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, that seems like a good idea. So I will be back for you three in the morning.
It's probably easier to steal from than a vault that one time.
You'll have us there this time. Yeah. No offense, Squash. You did kind of get yourself teleported to another dimension. So
I mean, hey, Squash isn't going to be there this time either. So
yeah,
he's like our times.
It seems like every time we try to steal stuff, I'm not there.
Aren't you supposed to be a thief?
What? What? No, I'm not a thief.
Oh,
you did take that wand the one time.
That was
a wand. Wait, you stole a wand from them?
You burnt all my dragon sand.
I burnt your dragon sand.
I'll leave that conversation to you.
Demi
leave the room as they're bickering.
Yeah, again, a strong hand on his shoulder and walks away.
Oh, 100%. One of the things Ross says is like, I already told you this.
Well, I wasn't listening, clearly.
It's definitely something that came up during the time in the lodge.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the three of you are going to go to bed or meditate?
Yeah, yeah. I have a third of my side points left.
Okay, cool.
Which is
okay.
An achievement for me.
Squash?
Mm-hmm.
All right. As Demi kind of like half frog marches you away from everyone else towards the teleportation room. Mm-hmm. As you get there, she kind of like almost very violently shoves you into the mirror room and closes the door.
Oh.
Okay, are we going to teleport from here?
You don't. She pulls down the curtain.
Oh, Squash knows the jigs up when that happens. She's like,
pretend, acting.
You could do it, but you are definitely rumbled.
Squash just stands there like just kind of like stone-faced and just goes like, you'd feel real bad if you were wrong, wouldn't you?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't think that far in advance, but I'm pretty sure you were lying.
I'm not surprised you didn't think that ahead.
Well, no, because I was pretty sure you were lying. Mm-hmm. And you were, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Why did you lie?
Because it's none of your business, I guess. I think.
She kind of like drops down, so she's on almost a lie level with Squash. She's like, it's not my business. Fine. But I'm asking you, what did you see?
Nothing good. A lot of death. You've done something stupid, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a given certainty. Of course I've done something stupid. I meet Ally. I do these things. I do things on impulse and things happen.
Something final.
Yes. But that's not a concern. Unless, as she points at the mirror, that showed you something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be there. I don't know where there is, but it's not going to be good. I don't know how it's going to go down, but it's not going to be good.
She sits cross-legged on the floor. I was there too. If you're the man of sand that I saw in my mirror, you're screwed.
That's nothing new. I was always fucked. It was never going to go well my way. But you had chances. You had hope. What the hell did you do?
Take a persuasion roll.
Oh, no. I think I'm pretty sure that's a negative one.
Good.
That's a six.
Maybe you'll find out about it one day.
No.
Maybe I'll tell you one day. It won't be today.
No, I'm not going to find out about it one day. You're either going to tell me or I'm never going to know. It's your choice.
Actually, it's not my choice anymore. It's Damaz's choice. And he will tell you if he's ready to, okay? If he decides that you should know, he'll tell you. So tell me about empty shallows. Tell me everything I need to know and I will get you there and then we don't have to worry about... And she points at your kind of like your chest area and her chest area. Just tell me where I'm going.
It's a valley. Not very big. There's a river running through it and it's covered in grass and greenery. There are very few trees there, but there was an orchard there when I left. 20, 30 years ago.
Is that his own?
I think so. I haven't counted very well.
Boy, you're way older than I thought you were.
The houses there are small, very small. Everybody's infected. Everybody's sick.
Okay. She puts her hands out, palms up. You ready? This may not work, so I'm just going to warn you.
Anything I can do to help it further?
Well, unless you can actually show it to me, no.
No.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, we have a 1 in 25 chance of making this work. Let's hope for the best.
I'm sorry, 1 in what?
At that point, she's cast the spell.
You're the worst.
Now, this is going to be fun. Everything around Squash disappears. And you find yourself standing on the edge of a valley.
In Cicero.
No. You made it to Empty Shallows. Hi everyone, it's V here. So if you haven't guessed, we're going to do a couple of solo episodes where we do some one-on-one and go on a heist. There may be spars involved. There probably won't be though because I'm really horrible to them, as you all know. But yeah, we'll see how those vacation episodes go. I'm very looking forward to those coming out. They were good fun to do. Other than that,
I guess just a shout out and say, hey, if you feel like dropping us a review somewhere, we would love it. Reading every one of those makes us so like happy, and it's just such a good feeling to get. And also it helps spread the word about us. So that's really, really good. We want to say thank you to one of our newer patrons called Patricia Ash. Thank you very much for supporting us. It's, again, helps us to keep the lights on around here. We're about to hear an advert for Dark Fortunes, which is a really solid podcast by a friend of mine. So enjoy that. Bye.
Leave behind the safety of the Humblewood and travel down the Tangrip coast to the Bay of Baloosh, home to both the Kingdom of Den and the Serpent Domain. But neither hold the true power of the Bay, for that lies in the sea itself and the pirate lords that call her tides their own. The dread pirate Captain Bluebeak, Tiberius Fang, Kin the Bladeless, and Gabrielle LaFleur, the self-proclaimed pirate queen. Each one vying for power over the very tides themselves. But do any of them really have what it takes to hold up the legacy of the Briny Bulldog? Tune in each week to find out if our little crew has what it takes to stand up to the pirates of the blood-soaked waters. Dark Fortunes is available every Monday on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Set sail for high seas adventure.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.